Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Ms. Lyubov Abrivitova. She is the Ukrainian ambassador to South Africa. We've chatted before. We chatted a few months ago during the earlier part of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and we wanted to check in with her. Are we seeing more women occupy positions such as the one that she does? Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Thank you. I'm good and strong, and thank you for having me here.
So, in fact, it's interesting because over the last couple of months, you've been called upon to a role that perhaps you hadn't anticipated, certainly some years ago. Was it more of a challenge being a woman in this role, or was the fact that you are a woman in this position completely irrelevant to the job that you had to do and have to do?
Well, I fairly think that it doesn't matter whether the woman or man is doing the work in diplomacy. And it's all depending on the skills and education that you have, and of course the dedication to the work that you are doing. But of course it's a challenge for every person, for men and for women, to find himself in the, or herself in the position when your country is under attack.
Because what's so interesting about it is we think of war, we think of men in battle, we think of the Vladimir Putins and his riding shirtless on a horse. It's all about this display of masculinity, which is obviously this whole very patriarchal environment.
Yeah, but what will be interesting to know to our listeners that's not only the men who are fighting back Russian terrorists in Ukraine, the Ukrainian military forces today composes one-fifth of women in our army, which is 37,000 women serving in our military. And 16,000 of them are combat participants. So you see, this is really not a matter of gender anymore. This is the matter of your dedication to protect your country.
Are we seeing many women such as yourselves in positions, in strong political positions as well, not just obviously military, but also in political opinions, positions around the world internationally?
Ukraine had made substantive gains on women's rights in recent years. And we really established state-level gender machinery, as I say. And it was also the part of our struggle or aspiration to become a member of European Union. So the gender issue had to be addressed, and I think we have been doing so far very good in this. Yes, we still don't have 50% of Ukrainian women in politics, but the number of women being involved in politics is growing.
Is that an aspiration? Does it ever need to be perfectly equal in your view?
I think that it's important to be perfectly equal in skills and knowledge, nothing else. And then every person has a right to choose which way to go to the politics, to become a doctor, to become a military person. So it's not really about being represented equally in certain area or in certain sector.
Right. It's about education, really, and it's about the potential for women to participate in various areas. How have women fared during this conflict in Ukraine?
You know, it's a very tough question, especially after all the atrocities that you've seen, most probably when Russians were particularly and intendedly addressing women in Ukraine. Women became, they were raped, they were tortured, and this is very well documented by different human rights organizations. Just to give you an idea, you remember Mariupol and how our fighters were resistant there, but they were doctors and nurses and employees of military hospital in Mariupol. So as of today, 82 female captured doctors from Mariupol are seized by Russians. And these stories of this women are not in the news and social networks yet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I don't recall seeing this anywhere. Why is that the case? Why isn't it reported?
I think that a lot of global and mass scale evidence are coming through, and the international human rights organizations are trying to collect all the data in order to address legally in future all this. The numbers of captured women on the seized territories, and today it's 21% of the whole territory of Ukraine, which is approximately the size of Italy.
Mm.
We don't really have the data, what is happening with them, and this will be known only after the deliberation of these territories.
Very, very interesting and very concerning as well. That is Ms. Lyubov Abramovitova, who is the Ukrainian ambassador to South Africa, talking to us about the role of women and are we seeing enough women in the positions that of politics internationally as we should be.